Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Live cattle marketing meeting yesterday here at the Cattle Industry Convention. We'll tell you what happened up next.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
We continue our coverage from the Cattle Industry Convention 2022 here in Houston. We appreciate the sponsor of our coverage, Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. On Wednesday, it was a standing-room-only crowd of cattle producers in the Live Cattle Marketing Committee meeting wanting to know exactly what policy position might be established by that group regarding mandates on cash cattle trade. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Florida Cattlemen's Association, Kansas Livestock Association, Colorado Cattlemen's Association came together with a resolution establishing the concept to provide freedom of choice for a cattle producer in how they market their cattle. It was further amended by the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, adding an amendment that NCBA opposes any mandate on cash trade markets. An overwhelming vote in favor of that particular amendment, and then the amended amendment easily passed by a voice vote. The actual roll call vote, 146 in favor of going on record against mandates, 41 opposed. Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says this is the right policy.
Is we need to continue working towards price discovery. We need to continue working towards price transparency. But this is pretty clear that we're opposed to mandates on negotiated cash or negotiated trade. We certainly want negotiated trade, and we need to work to establish that and so forth, and that's OCA's policy. But opposing the government coming in and saying, this is how you're going to sell your cattle, that's out of bounds for us. It's out of bounds now for NCBA, and a very overwhelming vote that we appreciate very much.
And Michael Kelsey says he was pleased to see the spirit of cooperation before the meeting as cattle producers worked together to come up with a best solution.
We're all in this together, and certainly some of the excellent research that we've seen here lately, about three or four really quality academia peer-reviewed studies that have come out and said, you know, yes, price transparency is good. Price discovery is good in terms of negotiated trade. And we need to continue to work on that. But it's not necessarily equated to more cash for cattle or higher prices for cattle. Therefore, and you kind of then get work into that, well, okay, if it's not going to do it, why are we going to mandate this? Let's continue to work on it. Let's continue to move forward. But man, we don't want the government in our business telling us how to sell cattle.
Executive VP, Oklahoma Cattlemen, Michael Kelsey. Now, we also talked with Colin Woodall, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, regarding this issue, this meeting of the Live Cattle Marketing Committee. And he says this is something that has been worked on for a long time. It's important to understand that it is a very complicated and multifaceted issue.
Now, this has been on everybody's mind since our summer meeting in 2020. And even before that, we could go back to this conversation to August of 2019 in the Tyson fire in Kansas, and the focus that NCBA has had on trying to find some solutions. This is a complicated issue. There is no one silver bullet that's out there. One of the things that we have been working on is trying to increase cash trade, specifically in the Southern Plains. We've been successful in doing that, and we do believe that that has an impact on price discovery. But the one thing we need to remind everybody is price discovery does not mean more money in your pocket. That is a key difference here. So there are other things that we need to continue to work on. The discussion here has been what more we need to do on packing capacity, because we do need more packers, especially small and regional packers, to diversify the options that cattle producers have, and also to meet a lot of the demand that we're seeing from consumers that want more local product. But we can build all the packing plants in the world, and if we don't have the workers to put in them, then we just have shells out there. So we also are talking so much about what NCBA needs to do more in Washington, D.C., on ensuring that we have a labor force that is available for us in packing plants, feed yards, and on farms and ranches.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breads. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day from Houston, Texas. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.